Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Angie Gilbert Show. And I am your beautiful host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. This is my one-arm wonder mom episode of my show and YouTube channel. I am thrilled and got the opportunity to be sitting and chatting with my special guest and newest friend, Kim Stumble, aka the one I'm under mom.
Ma'am.
By the way, she also lives in Virginia, which I will be asking her in our questions, where she really is located in Virginia. She is a certified occupational therapy assistant, mom of three boys, the one arm wonder mom, author of a book, The Adventures of One Arm Wonder Mom, speaker, and multi hat wearing lady. Oh, and by the way, she also have 1.5 arm, but she is unique and a super cool person. Hello, Kim, to finally get to meet the lady I've been hearing about.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited. Yes, we've been friends on social media for a little bit, so it is nice to finally.
Yeah. So, tell me about yourself.
Well, you covered a lot. My name is Kim Stumbo, and I was born with a what's considered a congenital amputation. So I was born missing my arm past my elbow and my right hand. I'm a mom of three boys. I'm an author. I'm a CODA, which is the Certified Occupational Therapy Assistant. I've been that for about 17 years.
Oh.
And yeah, I kind of sort of do a little bit of this, that, and the other. So it's kind of sort of the multi-hat wearing thing. I take care of my grandfather. I make TikToks. I do some speaking. I'm an author and I'm in the works of doing some new books as well. So most of my stuff centers around limb difference awareness and disability awareness in general and acceptance.
Oh, that's interesting to know. Okay. It's a good thing you mentioned about disability awareness. That's also coming up next month, so.
It's, yep, October. Yep, that's our month for everybody. And then April, we have Limb Difference Awareness Month.
What? That's a good thing to know. Which, by the way, we will be talking about too, so. Could you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yep. So, my educational background, I have my associates. So that's what gives me the ability to be a CODA, which is an occupational therapy assistant, meaning I do treatments for occupational therapy. Most of my career has been in pediatrics, but I have worked, in nursing homes, hospital-based, and rehab programs. So I've been doing that for, like I said, on and off for 17 years, took some time off here and there to spend time with my kids at home. And I wrote and published my first book in 2018. That's The Adventures of the One-Armed Wonder Mom, the first edition. So I'm working on following editions now. And I do speaking. So actually, I'll be speaking to our local college here for the CODA program on Monday about amputations and prosthetics. So I'll be giving the lecture on that for them. And I've done speaking in schools for disability awareness, not just my own children's schools, but other schools here in Virginia. I've spoken to showing my book and, allowing that to be a resource for not only the educators, but for the kids to see, like different is okay to be and that everybody has their own superpower.
And since you mentioned the CODA program, so what do you do in the CODA program?
So, in college, like what they're doing is they're learning to be the occupational therapy assistant. So they'll go through the program. however many semesters they need to complete, and then they go into a clinical rotation after that. But what they're learning to do is to do occupational therapy. So as an OT, we treat disabilities and difficulties of the upper body, so that affect typically the arms, work on cognitive skills, life skills, and activities of daily living. So for instance, if somebody had an injury to an arm, a stroke, motor vehicle accident, something like that, and they couldn't use one of their arms, they now have to learn how to, you know, get dressed, feed themselves, those kinds of things. With pediatrics, we work with a lot of children that are on the spectrum. So we help with like self-regulation, we help with fine motor skills, hand feeding, sensory things. So we cover a whole gamut. So occupation as a general term means not just job, but an activity, your occupation. So kids' occupations are to be kids. They need to play, they need to make friends, they need to go to school. An adult's occupation is to be able to take care of themselves. And then if they have a actual job, then, you know, adding on those skills as well. So mm-hmm. occupation covers a whole gamut of skills that we can address.
That's good to know. I just had to ask that question. We're talking about it. So,
yeah.
So how are you coping with the virus?
I mean, it's been a little different. I feel like we have made some changes to society. So, I mean, I can say for myself, I'm safe. So everybody else is doing okay in my family. We haven't been, knock on wood, negatively affected by it. So we're surviving.
Well, that's good. And it's a good thing you mentioned about TikTok. I'm just going to throw that in there. I have been watching some of your TikTok videos, which I love, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because I myself is on TikTok too, so.
Yeah, it's a fun little platform. I enjoy making the silly little videos here and there. And sometimes they're informative and sometimes they're just silly for entertainment.
Yeah, I've been watching you cook and stuff around the house and stuff like that. I said, oh, yeah. Okay. That's really interesting. Yeah. What is the concept of your book?
So, I'm Wonder Mom. So, I got that kind of sort of persona some years ago after I became a mom. And some friends would just be like, I just don't know how you do it. Like, they would always make comments like, I got one kid in two hands and you've got three kids in one hand. Like, I don't get it. How can you do it so easily? So Wonder Mom kind of sort of just became a thing. Once I got that, when I decided I needed to kind of sort of spread more awareness and reach a larger audience than what I decided to tell my story in a comic book. So the book itself is actually recounts real events and experiences that I've had in my life. Besides the like me making my own prosthetic, like you see that in there. I don't do that. My prosthetist does that. I don't make my own prosthetic. But, and then like the superpowers things are like, you know, obviously a little exaggerated. But what I do is I tell my story in a fun way to incorporate also my kids. And they each have something that's just unique about them. So, and we turn that, whereas I'm the one-armed Wonder Mom, my oldest son has ADHD. So we use the characteristics of that diagnosis as his superpowers. My youngest son was a preemie. He was born at 28 weeks. And there's a lot of unknowns when it comes to having a premature baby as to like what difficulties they would have later on. Luckily for him, he had come out on top and is doing and thriving well after his battles in the NICU and everything. So, you know, we use that as his superpower of how he can kind of change. And like, if I tell somebody now that he was a preemie and was 2 pounds and 12 ounces, ventilator, they look at him and they're like, no, he wasn't. So you can't tell always by looking at somebody what they've been through or what they've overcome. So,
I agree.
Yeah. So that's kind of sort of it, is I just share my stories and, incorporate that of my children. And we discuss, a little bit of topics of bullying or difficulties, engaging with others.
I definitely agree about that. Because
Yeah.
I'm definitely a bully advocate myself, so I agree about
Yes.
that. What do you do besides being a book author?
So my full-time job is the coda, and then I, like I said, I write. I wrote the book, and we actually have an there's another one that's an anthology called Super Abled Comics, where myself and five other limb different authors went together, put little mini stories together into a book that share our superhero characters with our limb differences. So the one thing we wanted to be true to was the author actually have a disability or a difference about them, but then also the character doesn't erase it. Like their superpowers are not erasing their difference. Like it's just empowering them more. So we have that out. And then we're doing a second edition of that. I'm working on my second book. And then mom life takes up a big majority. So with three kids, one in high school, one second grader, I'm kind of busy with the rest of that.
You're a busy lady, I'm telling
Am.
And oh, and here's another one. And as an author, why do you name the book like you did? Because I love the name, but I just had to ask you why you named the book like you did.
Yeah, so well, just because the Wonder Mom name I told you I earned kind of sort of through some friends and stuff over the year. And I was just kind of like, well, I'm Wonder Mom because I have one arm. And like that's kind of sort of how I've known. Like to be like, oh, Kim, which Kim? The one with one arm. Like that's kind of sort of how I up when there was multiple Kims. And then adventure, like my day life, call them adventures. They're experiences that may be somebody that's typically abled, have quote unquote normal human, doesn't have to, I get looked at because of my prosthetic. And then just having these experiences, I decided to call them adventures instead, because sometimes there are some silly things that happen with me and
Well, all I have to say is that everyone is unique in their own way, and you are especially unique, so.
yes, you are correct. Absolutely.
Okay, where am I at? So, where can we buy your book?
So my book is for sale on Amazon, and it is an actual printed book. It is not a Kindle, so a physical book. And and also like those that are local in Virginia to where I have copies available locally. So
Okay, and where can we find you, by the
I am in Chesapeake, Virginia. So the closest thing that most people know is Virginia Beach. So I'm like very, very close to Virginia Beach.
way? And it's a good thing you be talking about Virginia. So where are you located in Virginia? I keep forgetting to ask that question.
Yeah. So I'm in the southeastern part. I'm like right above the North Carolina border. So I'm right by the ocean.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. I guess I'm famous. I live in North Carolina, so
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
If you come down here, let me know.
Okay. And it's a good thing I haven't really talked about the elephant in the room, so I'll just say it like that. So how is it like having one eye?
So for me, because I was born like this, it's completely natural. It's completely normal for me to do things with one hand. Sort of already problem solve things. In all honesty, because I'm a lefty, that's actually probably the more challenging part because the world.
Oh,
But like I said, because I never had my right hand, most things are pretty easy for me to figure out. Not that I don't have to adapt. I do have to use some adaptive equipment every now and then. If I mow the grass, I can't hold the handle on the lawnmower and pull the string at the same time. So I have a little clip that I put on to hold the handle, and then I can go and pull the string with my hand. Or I can have my teenager do it too, because that's an adaptation. Tell him to do
That's a good idea. Make sure you
Yeah.
have somebody help you.
Yeah. But it's really not that different. Honestly, the probably the only thing that is probably the major thing is, like, obviously I have to be comfortable with attention, whether it's positive or negative. So people may look and be like, "Oh wow, that's really cool," or "Oh, I don't like that." You know, I've had both good stares and bad stares, you know, but it's kind of sort of part of my daily life, so I'm kind of used to it at this point.
That's one TikTok video that he was doing, and you were basically had a hammer and yelling stuff. I'm like, okay, go
Yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, I do a lot of, like, around the house work and construction stuff. Like, I getting a little bit more confident with doing repairs to my home and things like that. So
Oh, speaking. Since we are going into October, are you excited about Halloween?
am. I love Halloween. Like, actually, some of my decorations are already up.
Do you like dress up and stuff?
I try to. Last year I did not. But I think I may this year. It depends if I can get my costume together in time. So,
That's a good thing,
yeah.
because I love dressing up myself, so
Yeah.
yeah. I'm your host, Angeli, and this has been another episode of Angeli Gavitt Show. Now I want to thank my special guest, Kim. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Now, don't forget to use Angeli Gavitt Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at Angeli EE Show. And now subscribe to my YouTube channel, Angeli Gavitt Show. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking in.